express yourself. Whatever you do, do it good. Whatever you do, do long, long, long. Do it good.
Wishing everyone a very warm, wonderful morning on this January 10th day already. You're tuned in to Talkline and KYUK. I'm Peter Atchek, and Diane will be back in about a minute, you know, so hang tight. You know, this is a call-in show where you, the listeners, can call in and then let go of whatever you have on your mind this morning. The numbers you can call us are 543-5985, that's 543-KYUK, and 543-2756, 1-800-995-8954, or email radio@kyuk.org. Of course, you can call or email anonymously if you'd like, and we'll read what you got over the air, or you can call in live. This is a live show. So I was coming in this morning, and, you know, the temperature is warmer than it had been, you know, for the last while. But there's some wind out there, so, you know, it's still kind of chilly. I don't know what the temps and the chill factor is, you know, but you can feel it, you know, but it's not as fierce as it had been for the last couple of weeks. It felt like a couple of weeks, you know, but it's there promises to be a little bit warmer, milder weather temperatures, at least, you know, for the next while. So today we're on a gradual warmth going to, you know, being warm. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning, Peter. Good morning, everyone. I was a little bit late. We have some new students starting at KDC.
Oh,
so
cool.
I was part of orienting them. It's always great to see students starting up their semester.
Yeah, all fresh and ready to.
Yes, Monday, classes begin at the college.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's why I was a little bit late. Sorry about that.
No problem.
Did you have a mad rush of calls while I was?
Actually, not, not yet.
Not yet. No, I know. Oh, my gosh. It's going to be a good day today.
I think so.
And it's a full moon tonight.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
And I think there's a partial eclipse of the moon during the daytime.
Oh.
At around 11 o'clock.
Oh, I wasn't aware of that.
If you're able to see the moon, you might see a little bit of an eclipse because it's going to be full tonight.
There is a bit of overcast today, you know, but we don't know yet, you know, because it's not quite daylight out there yet. But Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta is calling. Weather-wise, it's calling for partly sunny with scattered snow showers, highs 5 below to 15 above inland, and 10 to 20 above along the coast. East wind 10 to 25 miles per hour.
Wow. Now, one thing I wondered, and maybe someone, one of our listeners would know, but I wondered, were there old, are there traditional beliefs among Yupik people about a full moon? Whether it had a special meaning or whether there were activities done.
I think the only meaning that I remember of is that when the moon gets bigger, you know, there's higher tides.
Oh, okay. Well, the practical things, yes.
Yeah.
Hunter would be
so
good to know.
So they're superstitious or whatever, you know. I haven't heard about them.
Yeah, sometimes different cultures have beliefs about the moon.
Yeah,
and
I suppose
there
would be, you know, if we asked. But somebody might know. So.
Yeah, so if you know something about the moon, Yupik lore and culture.
Yeah, it looks large and beautiful out there, though.
What's the Yupik word for moon?
Iqaluk.
Iqaluk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Big one.
Is that what the meaning?
No, literal. For me, it's just the name of the moon.
Mm-hmm.
No special meaning in the word itself for me.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There might be, of course, you know.
Yeah. And then the other thing is next week starts the K300 next Friday.
Oh, that's right. You know, I'm wondering about that, you know, because they're, you know, either I'm not tuning in at the right time or they're kind of
quiet. Yeah, I haven't I haven't heard a lot of commentary.
Yeah, really.
I wonder if they had to change the route because, but maybe not because things, the weather's been
Would
better.
Would be nice to hear from them, though.
Yeah. So if you're part of the K300 committee or knowledgeable, if you want to call and let us know about some of the events that go on with the K300, especially the start, which is next Friday. I'm not even sure of the time. It seems like it's usually like an...
In the afternoon, usually.
For the start?
Yeah, usually. You
is
know,
it the afternoon or evening? I don't know.
Yeah,
it seems like they do the fireworks.
Oh, that too.
See, we're all baffled. So you go. Somebody go ahead and call and correct us and put us back in the right track.
Yes, yes. And nice to see Gabby back. Nice to see you back.
Hey, Gabby. Yes, Gabby's doing our show production today.
And she's taking care of the board for us this morning.
Yeah. So did you already give out the numbers?
Yes, I did, actually.
Oh, let me check if there's emails, too.
And so, but we're ready to receive any calls. You know, the lines are open. And we have things on our minds, you know, but we don't know what to say about them, like the 300 and... About Diane asked about the moon.
yes.
And then the fitness center, you know, it'd be nice to hear or get an update, you know, see what they're up to, if they're back open yet or not, or I don't know. But, you know, be prepared to hear some news today about what's happening around Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta. So we'll be... We'll be honored to hear from the folks that know about these events that are happening. So we usually expect a lot of people from all over that come for the 300, Cusco 300. And I might have got bits and pieces of the news last night. You know, things have been kind of rolling on my part, you know, at home and elsewhere. So I wasn't able to listen in to the news that's happening.
Okay, so there's some tundra drum announcements.
Oh, okay.
So the YK Fitness Center is still working to fix problems and is still closed. The fitness center will open again once problems are fixed, and we'll let everyone know. So,
okay.
Yeah, because it turns out that the way the building was constructed might not have been the best for Arctic conditions. But we haven't had really hard conditions until this year, so now we discover,
So what, this is about a third year, maybe?
Yeah, this is the third year of the fitness.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
In other drums, surveyors will be performing work between Ridgecrest Drive and the Main Street and 3rd Avenue and 7th Avenue, returning on the week of January 13th. For more information, please contact Chase Nelson, Project Engineer with DOWL, 907-371-6465.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, so... And I don't think anything is not a lot going on this weekend either, I don't think.
Oh, I don't know. Hear Slavic. Fresh, yeah, it's brand new year.
Yeah.
So we, yeah. So, but the school is back. I know my grandkids were kind of excited about that.
Oh, were they? They started this week. Yeah. Yeah. That's
they
right.
Kept reminding me that they're going back to school. So, all right. And. We have our first caller from Matmotok. We're
want
to invite and say good morning and Happy New Year to Edward.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Oh,
Happy
we're
New Year,
fine.
Merry Christmas.
Hey, thank you very much. Good morning.
What do you guys think of impeachment for a president? I want him to get impeached because he's overpowering, using his power too much. And putting us in danger. So I'd like to pass this message because yesterday when they had Yuk to Yuk, they mentioned telling the families to be aware of these ballistic missiles. They might, so families need to talk to their kids about this, since they're coming, this war that they're having over at Middle East, and they got long-distance missiles that can travel to the United States from across the world. So need to be aware of this kind and educate our kids. So wake them up. And I wouldn't mind if they impeach our president, because too much, he's using his power too much. He's supposed to work with his congressmen. And he put the rich richer, the poor poorer. Our next election, I'm going to vote Bernie Sanders, because he's going to help the these poor people by listening to his campaign. So, we need to educate our kids on these government situations that's going on in the world. So keep them aware, so they wouldn't get scared or something.
Mm-hmm.
So, good. What do you guys think about this? Are you listening? Lana, good morning.
Okay, bye. Thank you very much, Edward, for your calling.
Yeah. So, one thing, to clarify, we don't usually give our, point of view.
Yes.
Most people can guess mine. Mm-hmm. You're better at staying a little bit neutral than I am, probably. But the President Trump has already been impeached. So that's official. That's in the records forever now. He will have been impeached. And the House of Representatives is the body, the leadership body that brings the articles of impeachment, votes, and impeaches the president. Then they send it to the Senate. The Senate decides what will happen. Should he be removed from office? Should he be sanctioned in some way? Or do they just vote not to do anything about it?
Oh, no.
And then it just stays as an impeachment, like it was with Bill Clinton. But the Senate decides not to take any further action. They could, if they found enough reason or cause, they could go that step to remove him from office. That's never happened before. And so that's where we're kind of at now. It's just seeing what the Senate's going to do once they receive the articles of impeachment from Nancy Pelosi.
News are alarming, though, about this issue.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, in the Middle East?
Yeah.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I've seen bits of pictures of a plane went down.
Yes, and now they think that Iran accidentally shot down a passenger airline because Iran thought they were under attack from the United States because we had just assassinated one of their leading military men. And people can have their opinion on whether we should have done that or not, but that's sort of what's coming out now, is Iran, thinking they were under attack, fired on that passenger plane. And it was an accident. The United States also, we shot down a passenger plane some years ago as well. This is when things get tense.
Oh, no.
These are the kind of things that can happen.
Yes.
So. Anyway, we have Willie from Bethel. Good morning, Willie. Welcome to Talkline.
Hey, Kaka.
Hi, Witch. Yay, good morning to you.
Yeah. How are you doing?
We're fine. How about on your side?
Oh, couldn't be better.
Good.
Wake up to a nice and warm house for a change.
Hmm.
Yeah, not cold today.
Yeah.
Not bad. Not bad today.
Yeah.
I know.
But you're going to be a lot of travel. It's, Any kind of danger reports to you guys this morning?
Not yet.
I haven't seen
any. On the trail, I see now they got a trail through Grixlook, But you know that one incident that always caused problems in that one corner up there above that crucial shortcut? You know, we had a lot of happenings in that one particular area. That one sandbar that coming out to the main river and the Kuchluk and the Akechok Y upper end.
Okay.
Yeah, that one there, they still have trail maybe less than 100 feet back toward the beach and the structures. That one there, it looks all right, but, you know, the way people are traveling in the middle of the night, I don't know what they're doing. They're spinning around all over. Ah, way the heck off the trail. And that's, I hope they don't run into that, because that's close, real close to the beach there.
Can you turn your radio off? Is that...
Oh, I'm sorry. I was in the kitchen there. Okay. Yeah, how's that?
Oh, much better. Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. That's when I was going up there, I was looking at it. It was so close to the trail, you know. You can easily get in there. Some people, I seen it from there, from Bethel, Akak, and down some areas to Kuchluk, down to Bethel. I see off-trail people. They're spinning around with trucks, you know, and that's not so hard to look at, you know.
Yeah, it's not recommended.
And people I know in Akichuk there, I can't mention it, but I guess their population, they can't keep up with them. Yeah, I thought I'd give you a call so nobody was talking to you.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we appreciate that. Really.
Thank you for feeling sorry for us.
probably still sleepy from last night, you know.
Oh, that's right. There's a lot of slavering going on.
Oh, right.
Yeah, tonight, another, how many more days? Two more days?
Oh, we don't know, but...
Yeah. But when we travel from here to... from here to Akak last night, we usually go around Akichuk away, and I see they got a well-used trail through Kuchluk now. But like I say, that one place always close to the trail, you know. I just hope nobody rear off the trail there. They've been doing spinning around any old place above Kuchluk and below middle of the night, I see. Those are the ones... Yeah, other than that, people who are traveling pretty good, they're staying on the trail. I've never go beyond Kuchluk yet. I don't know what's it like up there. I've been pretty much down on my health in this cold weather.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Well, when you get certain age, anything touches you.
Yeah, it's fragile.
My memory, I can lay something down and forget about it 5 minutes ago.
Well, that's all right. Don't worry about that too much.
Yeah.
I've had a bother again this morning, so good morning.
Well,
good morning.
We appreciate your call. All right.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful year.
Yeah. You guys too.
All right.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. Talking about the trail, Mark Leary from the Paimute Transportation Department was reporting the other day they did make it to Kalskak, but, you know, it took them some time, and there's still a rough trail from between Tuluksak and Kalskak.
Oh, they were clearing the road?
Yeah. Well, they're marking a trail.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure about really clearing it, but I think they did some of that too.
Yeah.
And then they're cautioning people that the open waters, and there are several of them between Tuluksak and Kalskak, are not marked yet. So we got open waters on the river yet that are not marked, so people do not be going any old way yet.
Right. Okay. Well, we're going to go right to Susan from Bethel. Okay. Good morning, Susan. Welcome to Talkline.
Hi, good morning. Happy Friday. Happy New Year.
Hey, happy New Year.
Happy both.
Yep. I saw... Well, I heard in the news that with the K-300 festivities, they were planning a pre-musher spa at the Swimming Pool Rec Center. And I just wanted to throw out if that building isn't fixed or ready by then, as an alternative, I'd like to invite the mushers to a pre-race bingo. Just go play bingo at the bingo hall. So they can still chill and relax there instead. It'll be fun to see all those mushers play bingo. So.
Oh, yeah, because they were supposed to do, were they supposed to do something at the pool?
A hot tub and stuff and massages.
Yeah.
It was going to be like a spa for the mushers.
Whoa.
Oh, no,
but,
no.
But if the building isn't ready, just tell them to come play bingo. And it would be fun to see those. I mean, I'm not a regular bingo player, but if they were there, I'd go watch them play and go play bingo. So I wanted to throw that as a term. But the main reason I'm calling is I want to warn about a new con that's out there, a new scam. I'm not a victim of it. I did receive it, and I didn't respond to it. But basically, you'll get a text saying your Alaska Credit USA account, this is your final warning, it's going to close.
Oh.
Go to this website to renew it. Well, you don't renew an account.
No.
And basically, you can just go to the bank and have them look at it and tell you you're okay. But they'll text it out like, Friday evening, so supposedly you'll worry all weekend about it and respond to it, and that didn't fly with me. I did look at that website on a bigger computer, and it really does look legitimate and stuff, but it do not get in there, because what they're going to ask is your account number and all that, so that they can get into your account, whoever's doing the scam. So, and the text, the number it comes from, it's not even an Alaska number. And the Alaska Federal Credit Union headquarters, you know, it would be 907 and all that. So, it's just, and it may be doing it with other bank accounts, too. You may, you know, it's just another scam that's out there. And I already seen it on my phone, and it's deleted. And, I'm sure others need to be aware of this, too, if it's already hitting out here. So that's what I wanted to warn people about.
Okay.
All right. Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you, Sue.
Bye.
And good morning.
Okay, we have about 5 minutes to the break, so please you can call in. And you can also email us at radio@kyuk.org. We'll read your email over the air, and you can remain anonymous on your emails as well.
Okay. We do have a text on a phone.
Okay.
Saying, good morning. We plowed it to Kalskak. This is from Mark Larry. No road markers yet. No open water marked yet. I'm above Tuluksak now. Strong winds are blowing now. Road is drifting here and there, but lots of glare ice to go around the drifts. Working with Lower Kalskak and Tuluksak Tribal Transportation Departments to get all marked soon. Thank you very much for all what you guys do. And, yeah, that glare ice, I always be so afraid of glare ice. Because I, especially when you have goggles and they're tinted, then it'll be double the danger. Because with glare, with goggles on and if they're tinted, and especially in the dark or overhead or low ceiling, open water and glare ice look exactly the same. Hmm. You can't distinguish. You can't tell the difference between them, especially if you're going like 40, 50
right.
miles per hour, you know, and then that's a real danger. So I know that that a lot of people have problems with that. You know, they're not able to see open waters and glare ice and tell the difference. So
yeah.
We appreciate the folks, you know, trying to work on the trail. Despite the weather we have, you know, they're still out there for your safety. So people, it's still not 100% safe yet. And there's some trails that are not marked yet. So be very, very careful if you have to venture out on top of the ice.
Okay. Now we have an email that I guess somebody tried to send about a year ago.
Oh, okay.
And it was a very long email, so I'm wondering how many more minutes before our break? 2 minutes? So I'm going to go ahead and I think I can read this in two
go
minutes.
Ahead.
So it's a little bit long, but and it's from a year ago. But they resent it. Dear KYUK listeners, our elders do remember the days when mind-altering drugs were not a part of life. Survival was the focus in every part of the lives of the people. Respect was a way of life that was taught by the leaders. The chiefs communicated with the community, spoke in public gatherings. They had genuine care for the people. They were not there for the money. They were not there for the image, recognition, credit, acknowledgement, etc. But to some, it is the only source of income, and they do the best they can to rule with a rod of iron. Here is a question, an ongoing issue, that could very well be fixed. Back before the Bethel Council voted to close the liquor store, why do we continue to have an issue with the use of alcohol? Issue meaning increased crime after liquor store was open. You cannot deny the reports. But another license was submitted regardless. More deaths involving alcohol. You cannot deny the reports. More cases with the women's shelter. You cannot deny the reports. More surrounding villages crying for help because of it. It's a continued council meeting agenda item. Then there are more domestic violences, etc. I repeat, why do we continue to have an issue with the use of alcohol? We know many are affected by the use everywhere. One person shuts down a whole community. One person brings grief, sorrow, unwanted results to many. One is wanting that mind-altering liquor because it makes him dance. Another wants to relax. Another wants to socialize. Another wants to enjoy dinner with a glass of wine. Another drowns the bad memories, etc. In all reality, we can dance, relax, socialize, eat, and fix spiritual conditions without alcohol. Why is it an issue to introduce prohibition? It hurts nobody to remove the source. It helps in every part of our lives and our community and, of course, the world by removing the source. I'm not sure I can get through all this. Okay. Then there is the alcohol board. They are doing the best they can to create a positive use of alcohol. They are men, women, just like we are. They decide based on their own personal beliefs. They could very well have controlled drinking habits. Government officials drink, they want to dance, relax, socialize, enjoy dinner with a glass of wine, and drown their bad memories with mind-altering drink. But in all reality, it is an issue. Prohibition removes the issue. But then, what we used to call good has become bad, and what we called bad has become good. What we as Christians call sin is accepted by the majority, and what we call a righteous act is considered wrong by this present-day society. Leaders, I believe, in every village have made policies, ordinances, regulations in reference to the destructive effects of alcohol to the individuals, to families, to communities. But sadly, some members of leaders themselves, some of the leaders themselves are the users and abusers of the problem. Don't get me wrong, some, not all. A few years back, YKHC started the advertisement of the negative effects of tobacco, both the smokeless and cigarettes. Here was this one leader of that organization pinching snuff in full view of the public at the airport, then pulls out a cigarette and walks out to smoke. What kind of a billboard is that when you are running an advertisement against a product and using it while your company is running flyers, video presentations, numbers for help against this product? Okay, I'm going to finish the rest of this email after the break because when that music starts, it's time to go.
In Indian country, older minds matter. Take a lifelong approach to keeping your brain healthy as you age. That means keeping your heart healthy, too. Be sure you get yearly medical screenings and talk to your doctor about how to keep your heart and brain healthy, because a healthy heart means a healthy mind. This message is brought to you by the International Association for Indigenous Aging, ASTO, and CDC.
If you're one of the more than 26 million teens living in the U.S. today, chances are you'll go through your share of tough times. Let's face it, being a teen isn't easy. We know because we've been there.
We've been accepted.
We've been supported.
We've been confident.
We've been brave.
Check out reachout.com to hear teens share their own stories on how they've made it through tough times. You might even find ways to deal with all you're dealing with. Because we've been there, we can help each other.
We've been inspired.
We've been determined.
We've been acknowledged.
We've been given a chance.
We've been there.
We've been there.
We can help us.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Inspire USA Foundation, and the Ad Council.
I'm Galen Frank, originally from Tunatulia. Thanks for listening to KYK 640 AM in Bethel, Alaska.
Everyone, so we're going to jump into our next caller from Bethel. We say good morning to Cesare.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have a couple of things in there, and one when they come out when you read the email, and one old I've been when there was cold weather a few years ago, and you look at the chimneys in there. A few years ago, my house filled up with the smoke.
Oh, no.
The chimney been completely blown up by the ice.
Oh.
And I look those, I clean up from then. I try clean up when it's pretty bad and clean up those way whatever I can. But I see lots of vehicles, lots of houses is completely plugged up, that damn thing. And I worry you get some poison, you go sleep in night and not wake up in morning, though. But if somebody, I remember there was, I think, fire station been driving around and worrying the people. It was like several years back. But nothing happened this time, and people listen, better check the chimney and be sure it's nothing plugged up. And you know that that email what you read it, I be said amen. You know, it's very which churches invite with their politics and businesses about. I know lots of things about how bad alcohol do and you know, how bad equipment do. There was drugs in there. There was those equipment make you dizzy. I tried a couple times in the early days with 80s. Make me screw up brain for about 24 hours. And there was different drugs, what is now, what, but there was. They get people dizzy from Nickmick, and some of them stronger, some of them weaker. You maybe not notice, but mostly sign for the alcohol, there was make by the one of these churches, all of them same paint, all the same. They have the finger handprints and footprints, and some of those churches discriminate the parishioner. They brain them wash. It's like Waco, Texas. You know, they jump to the fire. The women are supposed to know how long they're supposed to have a long dress, long hair. The men are supposed to know watching TVs or radios. I know personally, and I hear from other people, some people throwing away TVs and news, don't know reading newspaper or watching good news on the TV. There is advantage over the weaknesses in somebody preaching this kind of thing. I not think they should be like that. You know, we're not living in the Arab country or somewhere with what the women can drive and using pants or have short hair, you know, or men can watch in TV, just listen only the leaders. That is not right, you know. And if you have big congregation with a small town like that, you just running this town on your own. You just make it. Every decision put to ballot, you have 300-400 people who set them together with the brainwashing or responding. Just do whatever you tell, they make it all rules and regulation, you know. I know it's alcohol no good. I know it's too much candy is no good, cake no good. But if you eat too much meat and fat meat, they have to reduce this everything from the store. Then it's no good for you either. You get obesity. I see in my eyes these people suffering from alcohol or suffering from diabetes. And this cut everything up because some of them not control themselves. That's what we come into. Just get to be responsible for your own action, for your own health. You know, you're buying snow machine, you're not going to drive 150 miles per hour because they have it on speedometer and they do it. Because it's dangerous. And the same thing with the food and same thing with the alcohol or marijuana. I'm not smoking, I'm not using drugs, I'm drinking. But I try control and to enjoy myself. And I don't want everybody to tell me with the brainwash, no, they're going to kill you. They kill you many things to you. That's what there's beautiful words and saying on that email. Of course, if you abuse yourself, you suffer. You pay for it, and your neighbor pay for it. But no, put everybody on the one foot. That's what the church should be never connected with politics, and should be concentrated on the. On the Bible, not the using power to the vote power and over the voting something what they decided, what the preachers decided that is good for them. Mm-hmm. Some just churches running big businesses, the big businesses making big money, but that is not my problem. But his problem is don't. Tell me what I do. I do the best for my neighbor, for the community, what I can. And don't try to regulate everybody and say you can do that.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Have a good day.
Well, wonderful. Yes. Yeah. And Happy New Year to you, Cesaro.
Yeah, same to you. Same
okay,
to you.
Thank
happy
you.
Happy Bye.
Okay. Can we finish?
Yeah, so now I'll...
finish that.
Yeah, so I'm going to finish the email that I started
okay.
before the break. Let's see, I'll pick up here. What one health aide, now this was an email about the use of alcohol and having prohibition, and this was written a year ago, but the person wanted me to read it now. One health aide told my wife not too long ago, "We in the village are not a part of YKHC." While that person had a wad of snuff bulging in his mouth. That defeats the purpose of the effort to improve health and save lives. Last August, AVCP had a public safety listening session at the Cultural Center. AVCP member villages were invited, council members, tribal police, tribal staff, and other interested parties. It was a very emotional meeting. The main reason for the need for public safety had to do with the need for public safety in which every testimony testified of intoxicated people hurting families and the communities as a whole. At the end of the meeting, it was very sad to see the members representing their communities going to the liquor store, and then you know what happens. According to some people's understanding, on the job is to do the job according to the policies, but once they punch out, they can do whatever they want, which is true, but as public figures, leaders, enforcers, shouldn't that be the life of that person, especially village officials and village law enforcers? I will close with this question. What is wrong with introducing and enforcing prohibition? This is not final. Thank you.
Hmm.
And thank you to this person. I don't know if they wanted to be anonymous, so I'm going to stay safe and keep them anonymous. But thank you very much for your thoughtful email with a lot to think about in there. Mm-hmm. I know, like, maybe Cesare was referencing this too. Sometimes people talk about what are, like, safe ways of drinking and would it be okay to help people understand that there are ways of drinking that are safe, that are not hurtful, or do you go all the way to zero? Never drink, never even have a glass of wine with dinner or whatever people are thinking of. And there's a lot of ideas about that. And another idea is that what if alcohol was not the real issue? What if the real issue was loneliness and pain and disconnection from life, or disconnection from your people or your family? And over time, that disconnection and that sense of loneliness is overwhelming. And then you introduce alcohol, and it's just a really hard combination.
You know, a suggestion I might make to the person that wrote that email would be a nice read on Delta Discovery, where you can just
Like an editorial.
Yeah, or wherever, however. And then just take your time to read through it, because there's a lot of good points this person had made, you know, and then a lot to swallow, you know, and to think about. So that might deserve to be in a good read, you know, maybe our local
and
Delta.
I think some people do struggle. Like if you have a leadership position in the village and it's off and you're not in your office hours, let's say, are you still, in a way, you're still being observed as that position? Like you're kind of a role model in a way.
That's
so
you
might not be able to get away with.
I kind of agree with that.
That once you're in that role, it's something you carry all the time in a way.
That's right. We're going to Bethel, caller. Good morning, John.
John.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Hey, happy Friday.
And
yes.
Happy New Year and Slavic.
And all of the above. Yes, thank you.
Before, you know,
thank you.
The thing to do about alcohol is, what do you think we do about measles, tuberculosis, and all that, them bad diseases that come around?
You mean know, in terms of vaccination?
Alcohol is just in epidemic proportions around here. So what do we do about epidemics around here? Come on, guys. Use some common sense out there, you know. Get some brains out there.
What are you suggesting? What kind of actions?
Oh, no. Might have
he came him. And he went. John, call back if you weren't finished. Sorry if you weren't finished.
That we didn't do anything here. But, you know, he mentioned some of the stuff that Cesare had mentioned, you know, the other things besides alcohol that are, you know, could be bad for your health.
Yeah. And an addiction is a funny thing, because it's actually something. Alcohol is one way to be addicted to something, but you can also be addicted to your cell phone, and it can have the same kind of feeling to it, like you want it but you don't want it, but you can't stop yourself from reaching over. And they say that they do these studies, and people, even when their cell phone is turned off, they keep checking it anyway.
Oh man, yeah,
just to even. And then if they don't have their cell phone on them, and they're used to having it like on vibrate, to it just will vibrate when there's a message or something. People in the research study would claim that they could feel it, like in their purse vibrating, or in their pocket if they were a man and they wear, you know, they carry the cell phone in their pocket, but their cell phone wasn't there. That's addiction, man. That's where you're so attached that you think that you are like in it deep. So.
Yeah, and I read something on Facebook. It might have been Facebook. You know, like if you go somewhere and you realize that you had left your phone, you go all the way back to go pick it up. Like you can't do without it.
Right.
You know, and so.
Even though you can.
Yeah. We say good morning. Happy New Year to Herman from Antioch.
Good morning, Herman. Welcome to Talk Line.
Yeah, good morning. You guys are talking about alcohol and a lot of people are depressed, and I'm glad it took a lot of people to speak out to get some liquor control down, because we don't need that. And you know, I've been here a long time. I started changes in our native people, like before they had welfare, and a lot of young men that have girlfriends that are going to get married, they get depressed because their financial system is taught that if you don't get married, you can get a lot of money. You can get, what, $500 a month for each kid, you know? And what else they do, they take away half of the young man's pay. If you make $12 an hour, you get $6 an hour. And that causes a lot of depression to families and kids. And, you know, what's going on in our world today with our lot of things, you know, our citizens' rights being denied and a lot of it's controlled by the what we see on the news. You know, when they had this bombing, they were rebroadcasting what the Iraqis were doing. And same thing with going on with our government. Right now, the governor is in court today at 10. Some people are trying to recall him. And they don't like what he's doing to try to fix Alaska, to try to save Alaska. Right now, they're going back to Juneau. And they're saying that $3,000 dividend is too much. They want to cut it down to $500. And what's really going on in Alaska is, like, we're being invaded and we're paying for it with our money. That mayor in Anchorage is called Welcoming City. They bring $17,000 already, and they get $3,750 a month. And here they can't even give us our $3,000 a year. And on the news, you guys all saw it, that Senate President Gleason, she was snickering at the governor's budget. Oh, no, we can't give out the dividend. We've got to save it. And here they're trying to do this to us. So don't believe what you hear on the news. And we need to change. Also, we go back to our old way where they wouldn't give young girls a lot of money to have babies. And they wouldn't teach them in our school that homosexuality is okay. I'm going to send pictures of what the book they're teaching. Parents should be allowed to learn what their kids are being taught. That's crazy. No wonder people are depressed. They're confused. And somebody could, they figure out how to control the government, get people elected. And they control the news, even some of the talk show hosts. They say, oh, this climate change. This is LGBT good. You're racist. You're discriminating. And here it's hurting. That's why people are depressed. But don't people tell us it's worse and worse than we're seeing it? And the Bible say that too. But when you see the world get like this, know that, you know, he's going to say enough is enough, and our Lord's going to come back pretty soon. It's time to call on him. You see wars, you see earth burning, and wake up, you know, stop following these false idols and idol worship and open your eyes. That's the answer. That's why people are depressed. Our rivers are being destroyed. Pumping sewage in the river, and our council not doing anything about it. You know, come on. You know, it's scary what's going on, but don't be scared. Just pray in Christ Jesus' name. He'll help us get through this. Okay.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Herman.
Thank you, Herman.
Okay, our lines are open. Feel free to call.
So, usually after a call like this, I do have to go ahead and state that schools are not teaching kids to be a particular sexuality, and that, and so I'm really, I get a little bit uncomfortable with that kind of conversation, like as if kids are being brainwashed to be a certain sexuality. And I'm really uncomfortable with that because I think that's hurtful to a lot of people, and it's not actually how education is done in school. So anyway, just want to put that disclaimer out there.
Yeah.
Okay, so our lines are open, and remember that you can email us at radio@kyuk.org. And our numbers are
543-KYUK
and 543-2756,
800-995-8954.
And we have a caller from Bethel.
Chikith. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yesterday I said this in Yupik. I'll say it in English today.
Okay. Great.
Well, to all our suppliers out there that, you know, so all that liquor and or what have you, no, we're not against them or we have no hate towards them. I just want them to think about the consequences, the pain it causes. I want to say that we can pray for you. We don't hate you, but I want them to think about before they sell to that person or individuals. And, you know, we got to think about their family, the price, the hurt it causes.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so much out there that, you know, it's more than just selling this product that illegally, it doesn't help others. It doesn't help immortal whoops. Selling that stuff, I can only pray for them. That's, you know, that's what I was trying to, that's what I said in Yupik yesterday. So, we don't hate you guys. We just hope that, you know, you have a good thought and a clear mind before you do anything else, not just do it, you know, without thinking. So,
thank you.
And all those folks out there that are hoping or planning to get one, think, buy your stuff that you need, your fuel, food, kids' clothes, whatever, and whatever you have left. Use that, you know, do that product if you're a product user. Yeah, I'm not perfect myself. I don't use it. But I always pass this message on to our brothers and sisters that have this problem or to the suppliers, you know. But that's my say this morning. Y'all have a good weekend and have a good day. Have
all right. Blessed. Thank you. Guiano.
Thank you.
Oh, okay. All right. So, you know, now that we've gone to back to dry again and we're not going to have liquor stores, it's still good to keep talking about what are the issues underneath the alcohol, and what as a community would it be important for communities to talk about in terms of how to strengthen communities so that people have less of a chance of going in that direction? So how can communities strengthen their relationships with each other, with their children, looking after children, confronting difficult issues when they happen in communities? So these are, ending alcohol sales is just the beginning of what, of an approach to thinking about this. So we have a few minutes till break, so there's time for you to send us an email if you'd like, or to give us a quick call.
Kind of quiet this morning. You know, I was just thinking about that the other day. Since Thanksgiving, you know, people have been celebrating this. Seems like these holidays get closer between each other. Like the other day, I was thinking about all the food I've eaten, all the good food you eat.
For the past 2 months.
And then, yes, and then I thought I was done. And then now, yesterday I got invited to my granddaughter's birthday lunch, you know. And all that good food again, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so. But, yeah. So people are, I noticed the holidays this year more than I had in the past. Because there was so much food, you know, and then getting together, you know,
a lot of people to meet up with, and
which are good, you know. It's good to see family and, you know, be with family during the holidays and to celebrate it, like everybody being together, you know, and that's what I enjoy is family. You know, once we get together, once in a while we get together, and those are very valuable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was down in, I got to go down to Missouri, and that was really nice, see my family. And I wish I could bring them all up here. They want me to move back down there, But I want all of them to move here instead.
Is there snow down there?
Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes Missouri will get like a big snow, and but it doesn't last very long.
Yeah,
their winters are warming up like ours are. So it's not as cold as it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
Like when I was down there, it was in the high 60s, which was unusual. Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't even have to wear like a hat or mittens or anything. I just, you know, went around with a shirt and pants, and that was it. It's weird because now we're at you have to take the time to dress all your layers here, then undress all the layers, but down there it was just dress and go.
Wow.
Didn't have to do all that.
When a cold spell hits down there, then people are, you know, they don't usually have coats hanging like we normally have over here.
Yeah, not all right there.
Yeah. You know,
they got to usually dig in a box somewhere and go, wow, it just got cold, and then go to the attic or go down in the basement, go out in the garage, find the box, get that big coat out. But they don't have a lot of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it would be nice to know what's happening this weekend in Bethel.
Yeah. Or if any communities have any events going on. I wonder if there's basketball. No.
Oh, I don't know. But I know Slavic is a big thing for a lot of villages, you know, and then here too.
That goes until around the 14th?
Something like that, you know. They have a new year in their calendar around that time.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if it changes, you know, yearly or if that stays the same, you know. So it would be nice to know or get a call from someone that knows about the Slavic traditions or holiday, how long does it go for, and, you know. And then I know in the villages they visit between homes, you know, and celebrate following the star. So I know they do that here too, in Bethel.
Uh-huh.
But in the villages where they're predominantly maybe Russian Orthodox, you know, they seem to celebrate that, you know, like big.
Because
one time I happened to be in Russian mission during Slavic time, and whoa, they really celebrate up there. I mean, and they have so much food. Some of them, you know, you save them for long periods of time to pull them out during the Slavic time, and they ate good. I ate good, and it was such a wonderful feeling for people celebrating and having fun and singing. There were beautiful songs that they would sing.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a good time. I had spent a whole week up there during the Slavic time, and it was something special.
Yeah, I went to some homes for Slavic in Queeflick when I was there, and a couple times I did here too. Yeah, it's really kind of cool, but it can be a little bit warm and crowded.
Yeah,
but it's a really nice. People have a really nice attitude, and it seems
that's
like
right.
A really nice. It's a nice practice that people have.
Mm.
Slavic. So I hear the delicate sound of the break music. So we've already gone through an hour. We're going to go to break, and you're listening to Talkline on KYUK 640.
Okay. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Talkline is an opinion-based show to share ideas and viewpoints. Statements made during Talkline may or may not be factually true. Callers are encouraged to engage in civil discourse and are free to challenge or affirm the opinions presented by fellow callers. The comments and opinions expressed are those of the community and not KYUK broadcast staff, management, or board of directors.
Remember, in Indian country, older minds matter. We know that wisdom and knowledge can increase with age. That's the reason we honor our elders. But aging affects the brain just like any other part of the body. Some brain changes occur naturally as we get older. Even daily tasks like driving, following recipes, taking your medications, and paying bills may seem harder than before. But you can make a difference. Be sure to get a health checkup at least once a year. With Medicare Part B, it's free. While you're there, talk with your doctor about your heart health and how it affects your mind. Taking steps to improve your heart can help your brain. After all, older minds matter more in Indian country. This message is brought to you by the International Association for Indigenous Aging, supported by ASTO and CDC.
I nearly wandered off myself, you know, but I was in another part of the world here for a few moments while we were on a break here. But welcome back. You know, you're listening to KYUK's very own talk line where you, the callers, can call in and express whatever is on your mind. Our lines are open, 543-KYUK, 543-2756, 800-995-8954. Radio at KYUK.org. So, looking at that now that there's a little bit more daylight, you know, the weather outdoors, you know, it seems to be, under partly cloudy skies, you know, the weather is milder. We have our caller from Bethel who is saying good morning to Anna.
Good morning, Peter.
Hi.
I'd like to thank the people that came to my house to comfort us when we lost our baby, Tuki.
Sorry to hear.
Thank you very much for coming and comforting us. And the people that donated, YKC Tribal from Kasigaluk, Anna Hoffman. There is so many people that donated and helped us with what we needed when we lost our baby. Thanks again, and God will be blessing all of you who helped us, and we'll be remembering you guys in our prayers. God bless you all. Thank you.
And thank you to you, Anna.
From Anna, Nicholas, and Tommy, Peter, and family.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
All right, Anna. And Happy New Year to you. I know that we all experienced what your families went through, you know, and it's always comforting to know that we are living a place where people do care about, you know, other people and willing to help out any way they can. So when there's something like that happening, people do step up and volunteer to help. Or to help any way they can. So we're so fortunate to be amongst people like that really do care for others. So we're reiterating what Anna just said, that yes, we're thankful for people that do help. We have a call from Bethel. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, Peter.
Good morning to you.
I was calling to say good morning to you and everybody else out there. And to give a little warning to the travelers and the trucks and cars.
Okay.
Always bring enough gear to walk. Bring your winter gear. Bring a shovel, chain, or a strap.
Mm-hmm.
We already had an incident above Tulik Sack somebody got stuck in the snowbank.
Mm.
So just reminding people, when you're traveling on the river, bring all your gear, because there might not be somebody available to go get you, and you're going to have to walk.
Yeah.
Yeah. So bring your shovel, strap, snacks if you're going way up the river. And how are you guys doing, Pete?
Well, good. You know, I had a question about that open water above Bethel. You remember that big one above around Straight Slough?
I think that was right in Straight Slough, and then another one up around the corner.
Yeah.
Yeah. I personally wouldn't even go near Straight Slough.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I wouldn't even go near it.
Yeah. But they do have a trail around it through Joe Pete's, and then they cut across to go through Church Slough.
Yeah. There's actually two. What I've seen, there was two trails, one on the inside of the sandbar.
Yeah.
And then one out on the river where I take the one where the trail is marked.
Yeah, which is probably on the main river site, you know, out by Joe Pete's.
Yeah, that's the one I go with.
Yeah, and then it splits, you know, up there when you get to this side of Church Slough. One goes towards Church Slough, and the other one follows the main river.
I haven't been on the main river going up, so I don't mm-hmm. know. I can't comment on that. I did go through the Church Slough one, and I haven't been there in a couple, like maybe almost 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So now, and I know the river has dropped quite a bit. So,
yes, it has. Yes.
Yes. Got to be careful coming on and off the river, so you never know what's underneath that little layer of ice when it drops, overflow.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
Yeah, I guess there was a few trucks down by Lomax that thought they could make it, and they didn't make it after the river dropped.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, good reminders you got, Sam. Thank you.
Yeah. All right. And as usual, wait till you get home to drink.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Can't tell you not to. Just wait till you get home so we don't have to go and look for you.
There you go. Yeah.
All right.
Thank you, Sam.
Everybody have a safe weekend and dress warm.
Okay, very good, Sam. Thank you very much, and Happy New Year to you.
Old Man Winter's not done yet.
That's right. We still have a ways to go, yeah.
And now, one more reminder. Everybody better check your fuel tanks.
Yes.
You're burning more than you think.
And then your chimneys, too, you know. And
I know.
So there's some that are got ice on them.
Yeah, the wood stove burners, yeah, we know that story.
Yeah.
Check them, brush them. If you can't brush them, find somebody that can.
Mm-hmm.
All right, then.
Okay.
All right, thanks,
Sam.
All right. Bye.
Good job, yes. You know, I did go through that trail on the main river, but we'll describe that trail after we talk with Yvonne from Bethel. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, I'm hearing this false pretense on, or should I put it, false affirmations on alcohol.
Oh.
And I was hoping that John would call back and look like he got cut off there.
Yeah.
Just like he said, guys, come on, guys. When we have those negative things here, it becomes an epidemic, just like John said.
Mm-hmm.
And my heartfelt thanks goes to them voters that voted yes to not have a liquor store. Goya no chukno. When that goes for all the people on the Whitehead Delta.
Mm-hmm.
And you newcomer that come around to my home, someone of Bethlehem, it's got a Yupik name, Mom Teresa. It wasn't you guys anyway that wanted to open up a liquor store with a bright idea. Now you've got could have marijuana stores. And those people that voted just to close the liquor stores, they have seen, just like I have told them, and you seen it too, all the negative things that come with it.
Mm-hmm.
Broken families, crime, death. Come on, guys. The answer's right there in front of your nose. No liquor store, no marijuana stores.
Mm-hmm.
And it all seems to... We're going to have peace and quiet now. Go on to them voters. I know they're smiling. Yeah. And this is our hometown, and this is our people all around it. Mm. And that's why we... I always said, you can't have a liquor store here. It's epidemic proportion. We've seen it before.
Yep.
Including Happy Slavic and... Man, we never even think the water and sewer guys, they're always out there on this cold spell and Guiana drivers, and sometimes you think they don't come, but they're always doing their job.
Mm-hmm.
Guiana, big Guiana to you guys, and probably women too, are drivers.
Yeah.
And Happy New Year to all. I think it's going to be a good one without a liquor store.
Okay.
Yes.
Good morning.
Thank you,
Good
Yvonne.
Morning to you, Yvonne. Thank you very much.
Next, we have Wassily from Nebosiak.
Yeah.
Good morning, Wassily. Welcome to Talkline.
Yeah, good morning.
What's on your mind?
Yeah, there was a question about Slavic in the village.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Slavic, the word Slavic means in Russian to be glorifying. And at this time, the Nativity of Christ and the Slavic back in early 1970s when I was a kid, it used to be only 3 days. Since the villages were in our village were small, and in these 3 days. When we go around the village, it was usually like a three times going around it, repeating it three times for 3 days. And nowadays, since the villages are growing and we only come to the house only once, and since, you know, the villages are extending very long, and we're like about 100 houses now, and the Slavic last like, it depends when the houses are feasting, like giving out food, I mean serving food for the feast days. And it could last until January 14, the Russian New Year's Day.
Mm-hmm.
And we do celebrate that New Year's Day because we are a part of our Russian. We are Russian Orthodox.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the story. Was that good enough?
Very good. Yeah, thank you. You answered a lot of questions.
Good deal.
All right, then, Snovim Gordum, that means a Happy New Year in Russian.
Oh.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah, bye.
Thank you. Kenton from Dillingham. Good morning to Kenton.
Good morning, Kenton.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, Kent.
I'm Kenton Most. I'm the in-season manager for the federal side on the Mulchatna Caribou Herd. And I just wanted to quickly remind people that the caribou, the Mulchatna caribou herd, is closed on federal lands for hunting at this time in an effort to conserve their numbers. And we're, our hope is that we will be able to see a recovery of this herd in the near future. So, but just wanted to reiterate to folks that it is closed right now on federal lands. So, and again, if anybody has any questions or concerns, they can get a hold of me down here in Dillingham at 907-842-8404, or they could reach at UConn Delta National Wildlife Refuge at 543-3151 if they have any questions.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you, Kenton.
You're welcome, and hope everybody has a great new year.
Thank you.
You have a big meeting coming up sometime this year?
Yeah, the Board of Game is actually going to be meeting next week up in Nome, And we're working with Alaska Department of Fish and Game as well. And our hope is to put together a working group where we can incorporate not only the agencies and biologists from those agencies, but also representatives of the user group as well. So okay. We'll hopefully have more information on that in the fairly near future. So,
okay, yes. Keep sending out the info. People are interested.
Yeah, absolutely. And we appreciate, you know, people's understanding with this. This is, you know, this action is not meant, this is for future generations is
that's
why we're
right.
doing this. So that's exactly why we feel we had to go down this road. So, but then I hope people understand that.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yes. Well, the more they know, the more they will understand.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you.
Appreciate that. So.
Right. Well, Happy New Year to you, Kent.
Yeah, and thank you for calling
thank you.
In.
Thank you.
You too. Bye now.
Okay.
Okay.
Sunny.
From Bethel.
From Bethel. Yay.
Good morning, Sunny.
Yay. Hello, Peter.
Okay. Good morning
Hello,
to you.
Hello,
Diane. Hello.
If I was wearing my hat, I'd take it off, but I'm sorry I'm not wearing one right now.
Okay,
right.
But you can bow to us.
Oh, thank you. There's only one person who deserves that, and he sits up higher.
Oh, okay. That's no, right. I'm not. Yeah, I'm not putting us up there.
I just wanted to make it clear. But
yes,
wonderful job you guys are doing. I missed most of the show, and I still am missing it. But I'm sure everyone is so happy with this new year and this day of our rebirth of our Lord Jesus, which the Orthodox observe. And it doesn't matter if it was December 25th or just January 7th. Every day we should even still thank for what he's done and given to us. Christmas is about him and the birth of our Lord. But that's the only thing that I'm calling for, and to say good morning and have a wonderful new year. We all have our trips and wires that we could still get out of. Just make sure you carry the right tool that you could get out of those. So once we get our tools with us and keep carrying it with us within our hearts, nothing will stop us.
Nice. So, thank you.
Mm. Yes. And it may be physical, maybe mental, but
that's true.
Due to our well-being, we will not be left alone, and it's already written in one of the greatest books here on earth. So we must adhere, observe, enjoy what we have right now, this wonderful, beautiful, cold weather, whether it be colder or warmer, snowing, raining, sunshine, cloudy. Every day is a special day when you wake up and have a special gift given to you that morning.
Hmm.
Everyone enjoy the day. Everyone enjoy your Slavic. I wish I could attend, but due to personal feelings, I just couldn't attend. I wanted to attend, but I couldn't. I couldn't find myself to go.
Yeah. It's like that sometimes. It's okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
You guys enjoy your day. Yay!
Sure will, yeah. And you, right. You, Sunny, too. With the good name, Sunny.
Yes.
It's always Sunny with Sunny.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, have a good day. Thank you for calling.
Yes, you're welcome. Have a good morning.
Okay.
Bye.
And next we have Alyssa with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife. Good morning, Alyssa. Welcome to Talkline. And thank you for the times you have sat here co-hosting.
You're very welcome, Diane. And good morning, Yukon Delta, and good morning to you, Peter.
Good morning, Alyssa.
Hi. Well, I hope everyone is staying safe and warm this holiday season. A few public announcements from U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Just wanted to reiterate that Unit 18 caribou season is closed on federal lands since January 1st, 2020, to all hunters. The population is too low, and there's not enough caribou for everyone to go hunting and to populate the herd.
Mm.
Just like the moose moratorium, the Chinook salmon moratorium, and enclosures, we have to go to conservation to protect these species from extinction. if you guys want more information, you heard from Kenton Moss. He's out in Dillingham. His phone number is 842-1063, or you can call us here at the Yukon Delta, and we'll direct you to the correct people at 543-3151.
Have you gotten feedback from people about this closure? What's the sense of it? Do people support it?
Yes, it's highly supported. People are definitely wanting to close the caribou herd to protect them, so we have more caribou in the future, mm-hmm. and that we don't fall into a extended moratorium where we have complete closure for an extended amount of years. And there's other people who want to go hunting because they can't make it all the way to the Yukon, which is understandable because it's so expensive to go all the way out to the Yukon.
Yep.
But at the same time, we had to do the same thing for people from the Yukon, had to come up and get caribou versus back and forth. So
mm-hmm.
It's been pretty interesting. I just want to make sure that people know to get your license, registration, hunting permits, and make sure when you, before you head out hunting, you have all of your gear, you have safety, you're well equipped, and then make sure you have your tags and everything if you're on state land only. But from a federal perspective, the season is closed.
Okay, gotcha. All right.
But that mm-hmm. moose is open. Can you mention something about
so
that?
Yeah, so the moose hunting is open on the lower Yukon from the lower Yukon side has a whole bunch of moose down there that we cannot hunt enough moose to bring down the population, and they're going to start to eat themselves out of home and out of food. So we're really trying to get as many people out to the lower Yukon to go hunting as possible.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's different.
Yep. So there's lots and lots of moose on the Yukon that needs to be hunted. So I encourage everyone, if you can, please go hunting for some moose.
Instead of caribou this
instead
time.
Instead of caribou.
Yep. Okay, good. Thank you, Alyssa.
Yeah, no problem. Oh, a couple more things.
Yeah.
Just heads up, I know I sound like a broken record, but BIA is closed. People, can you please stay out of the fenced off area?
Stop
Those
going.
Are highly concentrated areas that have severe and long-term health conditions that can eventually lead to death.
Uh-huh.
And so our biggest concern is we are concerned about people's safety.
Yeah.
And
uh-huh.
we don't want people to get sick, kids to end up with long-term effects to the lungs, skin conditions, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
And it also affects mental growth. So.
Oh, wow. Okay, mm-hmm. yeah. And that's, I hope people who have teenagers here in Bethel, please tell your young people that old BIA is not a hangout, not a place to go spray painting and all the stuff that I see
that's
up there.
That's dangerous, mm-hmm. yeah.
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 Okay, good. Well, thank you. And I think it's okay to provide those reminders frequently.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, thank you guys so much. I greatly appreciate it.
Yeah. Have a good day.
This will be my last time calling as a U.S. Fish and Wildlife employee. I'm going to be resigning as of next Thursday. So.
Oh, my goodness. Are you working somewhere else?
Yes. I'll be starting with the state of Alaska here on next Friday.
With what, in what capacity?
Office of Children's Services.
Oh,
OCS.
Different field.
Oh, you're shifting field. You're going to take care of children now instead of moose.
Yeah.
Than caribou. That's okay. Come to the human species and help us out. Good. Okay. Well, good transition. And wish you all the best in that. I'm so glad that you, all the times you came and co-hosted, but then you also helped us with information and kept us up to date with some of the hunting stuff and BIA. So thanks for that.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're so welcome. I'm very pleased to give my time to you folks and to the people of the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta, because I know how important it is to understand our resources and be able to be an advocate for the well-being of everything.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank
All
you.
Right. Yeah, no problem. Well, we'll see you guys some other time.
Okay.
All right. Thank you,
okay.
Alyssa.
All right.
Bye,
Alyssa.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Next, we have Henry from Etmalfluk. Good morning, Henry.
Yeah. Good morning.
Hi, and
yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, Koyana Henry. Yes, I'll translate briefly what you said.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, that he's wanted to give out a warning to people that may be traveling today later on. He said from the signs of the weather are indicating that there will be more than likely some blowing snow a little bit later on today, and the winds are kind of getting stiff. And then especially if there's a little bit of snowfall, then there will definitely be some blowing snow on the ground, making it almost impossible to see the trails. So he's warning everyone listening to be vigilant and to have a safe Slavic. And if you're going to be traveling, you know, be prepared. And so basically that's what he said.
Okay, good. Thank you. So we have a few minutes left, and we might have a call coming in. 1 minute left, actually. And once again, the show kind of like zipped by us.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it just picked up.
I just feel like I sat down.
But I wanted to also reiterate while we're on that safety subject about traveling, you know, that there are places above, you know, Bethel, and especially between Tuluksak and Kalskak, that there are places where it's always windy.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, the snow falls to those areas, they don't stick around.
Right.
They're glare ice.
Right.
There's no snow in some areas upstream. So, and then the trail is not marked yet. So people need to be aware that there are some trails that are not marked. And I think the one area of concern is Tuluksak to Kalskak. So there, at this time, just general travel is not recommended in that area.
Mm. Oh, okay. Okay, good to know. See, there's some nice details that are important. All right, well, it looks like we've finished up another show, and we're going to start to wind down. Thank you very much. Is Talkline on next Friday with the K300 going on? I think we'll have a show in the morning because K300's not until later in the day.
That's right.
All right, so everyone have a safe and happy, healthy weekend.
Very good. All right, thank you, everyone. Have a happy new year and happy Slavic.
Yep.
Kuyana.